Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about another catastrophic geological event that we're causing. So this is going to be fun. Do you want to bring up the tone a little before I send it crashing down?
Yes, I have two things. So I was on this trip with some friends to Cannon Beach, which was delightful. And I was handing out Brain Junk business cards left and right. I was so obnoxious.
Good.
I gave people stickers. And then one gal that I met, you know, she's like, what do you do? And I, Brain Junk podcast. Oh, what's that? Next morning, she was like, I've listened to a couple of episodes and I'm really enjoying it. And I was like, you just made my week.
Yeah.
So thank you all who are listening and subscribing. We're up a couple extra subscribers.
Thanks, everybody.
It's so great, right?
Yes.
But let me tell you about something real quick before we talk about catastrophic Earth stuff. Mm-hmm. Mice and tennis balls.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's so short, it's not long enough for an episode. But this county in England, Leicestershire.
It's probably like, if you said it properly, it's seven syllables. But it's probably like Leicester.
Leicestershire. There we go. Yeah. Well, they had some flooding and it was washing out field mice during their like breeding season.
Oh,
and so
they
asked for people to donate tennis balls, and then they drill a hole in the tennis ball and they put it up on a stick and it make little mouse apartments.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do they like poke them into the ground? And so there's just tennis balls sticking up in. How does that work? Wow.
Yeah, it's like a surveyor stick. So maybe 2 feet long and, you know, kind of like a wide flat, like a paint stirring stick, right?
Okay.
And then mice use them as little apartments.
That's delightful.
It is delightful. What I love is the city council asked for donations and they got 550 tennis balls.
Oh, wow.
They're set.
Wow. So you just randomly see during times of flooding these fields of tennis balls poked into the ground.
Guy was saying that he was plucking the mice out of the flood and then like putting them on dry ground. And I was like, oh,
that's so nice.
But now like they were suffering from too much water. You kind of said that what you're talking about today is not enough water, right?
That's a problem. Well, there's a lot of water. So first of all, I always forget to tell you all the source of my information. This is a new study published in Geophysical Research Letters. Ki Won So is a geophysicist at Seoul National University who led the study. Mm. And okay, backtrack a little to explain a couple things to you.
Sure.
So there's the picture of the Earth that we see where there's a clear top and a bottom, like a top, like the little spinny toy atop. We know in a picture, if you held the Earth up, we would orient it so that the letters on the globe are straight, right? We have this concept of top and bottom of the Earth, but we also know that when it is spinning, there's a tilt, like you see a globe on a stand. There's a little bit of a tilt to that. We know that that can change. That tilt adjusts and changes over time. So scientists have known this for a long time and know that it's not static. It's not. It's at 3 degrees all the time. but there have been more and more studies as scientific equipment improves, I'm sure, and their ability to measure things. So that movement, scientists have discovered, Ki Won So specifically, that by pumping water out of the ground and moving it to somewhere else, humans have shifted such a large mass of water that the Earth tilted nearly 80 centimeters, which for us US people is 31.5 inches. That's a lot, right?
Especially, because the planet isn't tiny. So that's a huge thing. Tilting.
That's an incredible. Yeah. And so that is from between 1993 and 2010. So
A
very short amount of time, less than 20 years, we've tilted the tilt 31.5 inches or 80 centimeters. Here, let's look up what I'm leaning away from my microphone, but it's going to be for a good reason. Things that are 31.5 inches.
Oh,
we always have to know. So 30 inches is 30 paper clips or 15 golf tees. Okay. $5 bills in a row is about 30 inches. Soda cans, 17 AAA batteries. So that gives you a context. Two bowling pins worth. So that doesn't seem that much when you think of it in some ways. But when you think the entire mass of the Earth, that's a lot, it seems like.
Wow. And have we leaned out more? Are we just going to spin off our axis? Are we smacking into the moon? Is that where we're going?
I think the greater concern is climate change, because that shift means different things are in sunshine longer and shorter. And imagine the rotational. I'm going to stop saying so. You were pointing out in a social media post how much you said something. And I'm like, yes,
exactly. I said exactly so many times. Ugh.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I really respect the person who's doing the podcast. And she says, especially. And so those things have to coexist for me, that there's this PhD who I really respect who says especially. And I just have to think that's a childhood thing that held over. Let's get back on the rails here, shall we?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
We're like the planet. We've moved 37 inches over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
31 and a half.
Yeah.
Scientists have known this for a while. In 2016, a study was done by Surendra Adhikari. A study was done by Surendra Adhikari, who's a research scientist at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which I think is fun to say.
Yes.
He has figured out we've got this problem, but not the source. This thing is happening, but he hadn't nailed down that we are doing it. It's groundwater that's doing it. And the validating of this is a little difficult. What happens is, like I used that analogy of the top before.
Yeah.
The top is spinning and it's nice and straight, and you grab the top, you stick a little putty on the side, and you have another go at it, and it's tilted. And that's what the model of the Earth looks like. That's what's kind of happening. Got that spin axis versus the rotational axis, if I have this right. The spin axis is where it's turning in the Earth, but then that geographical or rotational axis shifts us to the side more.
Okay. Huh. So that would affect all sorts of things, I would think. You know, oceans. Does it change tides? I mean, does it change? It would change all sorts of stuff.
That's one of the things they were saying. The seawater level is higher because we're doing this, which surprised me. Sea level has risen 0.24 inches, which I'm in Spokane, Washington. I don't worry about that too much, but I think in other places around the world, it matters a lot. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's just, again, 93 to 2010.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They're finding that among climate-related causes, the redistribution of groundwater actually has the largest impact on that drift. The 2016 study that discovered it's water that's doing this and that drift is occurring, they just knew it was water, but they didn't really know why and how. And so the new study looked at like ice sheets and glaciers and said, could they do this? Could it be polar melt and that kind of thing? Because that's a big deal right now.
Yep.
But it did not adjust enough. It was only accounting for about 1.7 inches of drift a year, which is not a lot relative to that 31.5. And that's when they added in the scenarios about groundwater. And it's like, oh, that's us, which is alarming. So pumping groundwater, sea level rises, Earth shifts. Oh, yes. They looked at locations. Where is this happening? And
it's the United States, right? We're just moving all the water.
India and us. We are. It's the kind of right in the middle of the globe. The most water was redistributed in the Western US and the northwestern part of India. So mid-latitudes, right there in the middle. We're getting a pot belly, or we're moving the pot belly. I'm not sure. It is changing things. So countries' attempts to slow groundwater depletion rates in those sensitive regions, like we've got all of that southwest of us has water trouble. And we're moving that water around and probably causing that shift. But India is helping too. So it's not just us. They do say that the groundwater pumping don't run the risk of shifting seasons, which I got to that part in the article and I'm like, oh, what? Whoa. That's a possible problem? But it makes sense.
Tilt the earth enough.
Yeah. It can impact climate though. So now the next steps are they have all this data and they have polar motion data available as far back as the late 19th century. So next steps would be looking at what did we see on that front? How much of a shift was there? What did it do? Because they have all the weather data as well. Can they predict things from that? Can we find some answers and see if there are changes that we can make, how big a deal is this?
Right. I mean, because like, what are you going to do? Tell everyone in the Southwest that you can't take the Colorado River anymore. We can't take... Spokane is on an aquifer, right? And so we're just very slowly depleting all of our water that's underneath us. And I mean, then all of that comes up and then it's evaporating and it's changing. I mean, the weather is different. I mean, when we moved here like 16 years ago, there'd be 2 weeks of 90 degree heat. And hold my beer. We're going to...
Yes, the occasional 100 degree day was noteworthy.
Yes.
And now we have fire season.
Yes, we
and regularly get to 90. We got to 90 in May this year, right?
We did.
And now it's weird because right now today we are recording on June 19th and it's supposed to be 62 as the high today. So we've got, it's erratic. It's different.
Yeah. 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 Wow. I'm so glad we're doing this episode. I'm so happy right now.
So good.
This is making me feel so much better about the Pacific Garbage Patch.
So if all y'all in the middle could drink a little less water,
yes,
that'd
be great.
You know, do you do AstroTurf on your lawn then? Do you just let it go? I think you do, but it's a bummer.
Yes, we're going to have to change a lot of stuff. But
yeah.
Okay, so since we're going there, is there like a doomsday prediction? Are we going to move so much water that it's going to flip on its side or something fun like that, the whole planet?
They didn't predict that.
That's good.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, okay.
That's good.
So we're worried about climate change, not like, whoops, we're upside down and now our winter is in summer. And...
Australians are like, finally,
the Australians get a white Christmas. Yeah. Our bugs are going to grow real big.
Oh, God.
So no, that is not a risk. According, not predicted in this article, but this is a relatively new study, too.
Ah.
So we'll see.
Okay.
I feel like I owe you a cute fact. Like I saw a cat on Instagram last night that snuggled up with eggs and hatched chicks, and then the chicks were its friends. So can we end with that? That's so nice.
There we go. We start with cute mice and tennis balls, bookend with cats snuggling chicks.
Yeah, this is a disaster sandwich where disaster in the middle, cute animals on both sides. There you go.
I feel better.
Yeah.
A little, maybe? I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris sent me this. My husband sent this. And he said, I don't know if this is a big deal or not. If this is interesting enough, I'm like, Australia has slowly moved over time. The globe is slowly moving over time. I think it's noteworthy. Yes.
It is noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm trying to come up with a good tectonic joke and I'm just not.
I don't have one either. We are recording in the morning today, everyone, which is unusual for us. So... we'll see how it goes as we continue.
Trace and Amy without caffeine. That's coming to you live.
I have had one cup, but yeah, so that's my brain junk.
I want to tell you good job, but like.
Thank you for your honest reporting. It was a downer.
No, but it's good to know. I mean, we need to know this kind of stuff.
This is like, have you listened to the Smartless podcast and seen their TV series of them doing this live version? And they go to different cities and they have guests like Conan O'Brien and big, big stars, but they will also just have interesting people doing things. And so they had multi-degreed scientists that they brought on for their second show in their first or second city. So they're figuring out how to do live shows for starters. And he was fascinating. It was a really interesting talk and it totally bombed. And so this is my version of that. Except there's no audience to be walking out. We just don't listen to them. So if you've gotten this far, thank you for hanging in.
Yay. Good for you.
Yeah.
And now you can tell everyone that you're smarter, better, and more prepared for the future than everyone else. Because that's what we're here for.
That's right.
If you'd like to hear more episodes in the last 90 days, our most popular episode is episode 263, Quahog Wild, which is a hoot.
Who knew clams could be so scintillating?
Well, I know, right? I mean, it's you. It's you. You're so delightful. And so people know that. So if you want to hear episodes like that, you can ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. Once again, thank you so much for listening and liking and subscribing. You guys are great. We'll try to be less depressing. I can't make any promises, but we'll give it a shot. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.